Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Map.
Hello, friend. This is Timothy Chemo Bryan, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the art and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So this month, and we're getting close to the end of 2023, if you didn't know. But this month, I'm continuing on with the Kickstart Creativity, which I started way back in January of 2023. And what is Kickstart Creativity? Well, it's about 50 cards that give you inspiration to really, you know, dive into your creativity. And there's a lot of aspects of these cards that I really enjoy. We'll get into that. But it's done by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse, and I do have the link in the show notes for how you can get these cards. I highly recommend it. I can't tell you enough. My wife got me these cards back last holiday season, and I thought to myself, why is she getting me these cards? You know, am I not the head instigator of inspiration and creativity for you? Are you not entertained? Well, evidently she wasn't entertained, so I've been doing it all year. I've taken a couple of months off for National Poetry Writing Month, which is in April, and National Novel Writing Month, which is in November, which is what I do every year. Is I do those, and I really enjoy them, and it keeps me going, keeps me fresh. But the months in between, you know, what's keeping you going? For me this year, Kickstart Creativity has been keeping me going, and we're going to finish out 2023 really hard, and we're going to start up 2024 really hard, because we're going to spill a little bit into 2024 with this Kickstart Creativity. If you've been enjoying these sessions as much as I have, feel free to write in and let me know about it. I'd like to hear what it's done for you. This week, we're talking about map. Now, I'm thinking, well, cartography, which is a map making. I was like, maybe we'll be talking about that this week. But no, we're actually talking about mapping out what you're doing and using mind maps to do that and other kinds of maps to do that. So I'm really big on that because I love to plan stuff. My wife can tell you, a lot of my friends can tell you, oh yeah, Tim has a 10-year plan for stuff. I actually have a plan for another podcast. So that's what I do. It's what I do. What can I say? But more on that later. But let's talk about these cards first. All right. So if this is your first time with me here with the Kickstart Creativity cards, you got a long way to catch up on, but it's okay. You can do it. I believe in you. So with these cards, it looks like a little, you know, 70s design. And for those of you that are on YouTube watching with me, hey, you can see the picture there. If you're not on YouTube, just imagine something out of the 70s, kind of crazy, and I'm sure you'll be A-okay. But on the back of the card, I have what's called the kernel of knowledge. I call it the kernel of knowledge. And what's there is it gives you like one sentence on what the topic is going to be. So for this one, it says, a mind map triggers new ideas and fresh connections. Mind map. Now, if you're like, hey, Tim, what's a mind map? I have a link for what a mind map is in the show notes. But basically, it's just, you know, plotting out what you're going to do in whatever project you're working on. Let's say you're doing a podcast. All right. Well, what's the first thing you need to have? Probably a logo would be nice. A name for the podcast would be nice. Maybe some intro and outro music would be nice. But more importantly, why are you doing the podcast? And, you know, mapping all that stuff out. What are you going to have guests on? Are you not going to have guests on? Are you going to, you know, is it going to run for an hour? Is it going to run for 30 minutes? Is it going to be weekly, monthly, biweekly, yearly? You know, you're going to do one mega episode every year and that's it for 5 hours straight. No, I don't know anyone that's doing that, but, you know, you want to plan these things out, and it's not planning out your spontaneity. It's just saying to yourself, hey, listen, I know I have a project that I'm going to be working on. what are the steps that I need to take to make it happen? What do I need to have around me? And having that in a map format might be the thing that helps you with your creativity to actually get it done. So that's the kernel of knowledge. Let's flip the card over, shall we? There's the back of the card. These cards come with three challenges. So now I said earlier that there's 50 cards. They're broken into three colors or three types of cards: action, perspective, and inspiration. We're finishing this year with the action cards, which are the red cards. The inspiration and perspective cards are green and blue, respectively. So, if any of the cards say, "Oh, go grab a blue card," then you know what it's talking about. So, on the back of the card, it has about, you know, 1 to 2 paragraphs on, you know, a little bit deeper into what it's about. So I'm going to read off the card for you here. Many of us feel overwhelmed or even paralyzed by the vastness of a problem or a new idea. Mind maps are speedy ways to organize large expanses of information. Ooh, that's what we all need, huh? Begin a mind map by circling a question, concept, or problem in the center of the board or page. Then draw lines radiating from the center, connecting new subtopics back to your original article circle with a line. Repeat the process, sketching new lines to connect and deepen ideas and questions. Now, my good friend Kyle Bondo, who, you know, got me serious into the world of podcasting, he would have post-it notes all over the place. And it looked like a conspiracy theory. And then he would have, thread going, little push pins and all that kind of stuff. You've seen it in conspiracy theory movies and all that kind of jazz. And it was really crazy. But that's how he worked. That's how his mind was. He was a little bit ADHD. So that worked for him. Myself, give me a piece of, you know, notebook paper and a pen and I'm rocking it out, you know, and I'm good to go. I don't need a huge map or anything like that. I can write it out and go, I want this here, I want that there, and boom. As a matter of fact, the logo that I did for the new podcast that I'm going to be doing, which is going to be called FXBG, and that stands for Fredericksburg, where I live, Arts Podcast. So Fredericksburg Arts Podcast. Because we don't have one that's dedicated to the art scene here in Fredericksburg. So I, you know, part of my mind map, which a lot of it is stuck in my mind, is, you know, one of the things I need to do is I need to get a logo to kind of be my guiding light. Now, will I end up with that logo at the end of the day? I don't know, but I've already been looking up websites for this and it's a wide open canvas. So I am very excited about that. And you'll hear more about that in the upcoming weeks and months. But anyhow, you know, whatever process you use, whether it's paper, sticky notes, twine and push pins, whatever it is, it's a good way to keep everything nice and organized for yourself. So that way you can get to it quickly and know where you're going and where you need to be. And if you're behind or if you're ahead, it's basically project management for artists is the way I think of it. So give it a shot for yourself. Three challenges here for you. Compose a mind map based on a blue intention card. Okay. So this is one of those cards that the blue intention card. So basically what you would do is you pull out a blue intention card and do a mind map to that. Not going to do that here today. Work with your team or mind map. Work with your team on a mind map that addresses a community-wide problem. So if you have, we have a community-wide problem here in Fredericksburg. We do not have an arts podcast dedicated to the art scene in Fredericksburg. So I'm already working on that problem with my vast team that is standing right here behind me. We're working on that problem. We'll see how it goes. The next one is challenge yourself to create a mind map that uses only images or sketches. No words allowed. Wow. Okay. That one's a little tough for me because I like to write and I'm a writer. So and my boss sometimes goes, "Hey, Tim, why are you writing Russian romance novels for a memo?" I don't know, because I do. So think about that for yourself. You know, do a mind map without words. Just do it with images. You know, stretch your creativity, stretch your limits there. Now, one thing I like to do is I like to go into the definitions of these words, and just to, you know, for not everybody out there has a, master's degree in theater. I do. I don't hold that over anyone's head, because I'm like, you know, with that degree, that master's degree in theater, I can ask you if you like fries with that shake. So it does make me a better person. It doesn't make me a better artist. It's just I went that path, and not everyone has to go the academic path. Am I in art education right now? Not really, but I use it every day. So I use it in my podcasts, you know, for myself and for my job. So it helps me out that way. Am I teaching a class on theater? No, I'm not. But every time I do a podcast for work, I'm teaching people how to act on a microphone, is basically what I do. So, and a lot of the stuff that we deal with in my job is resilience and, you know, mindfulness and meditation and all that. Oh, gee, breathing techniques. Where did I first learn that? In a theater class. Go figure. Ba-dum-bum. But let's get back to the definitions. So a mind map is a diagram used to visually organize information into a hierarchy showing relationships among pieces of the whole. It's often created around a single concept drawn as an image in the center of a blank page, to which associated representations of ideas such as images, words, and parts of words are added. Major ideas are connected directly to the central concept, and other ideas branch out from those major ideas. That's from Wikipedia. Thank you, Wikipedia, for that. So now you know what a mind map is. So definitely you can use it for yourself. You're probably already using a portion of this if you're doing any kind of project management anyways. So take that from the left side of your brain and bring it on over to the right to your creative side and rock it out. I would. So I want to give you a couple of points to consider while we're thinking about, you know, maps and mind mapping and how we're going to use that in our practice. Mind mapping is one of the most accessible and visually engaging ways to kickstart your creative process. Grab a sheet of paper or do it right here on your computer, on your phone. When I made the graphic for the new podcast that I'm doing, I'm sitting at a poetry reading in a coffee shop. And I was like, we need a podcast. And then I went and searched for the website and I was like, oh, it's open. Yeah, I can grab that. Cool. I'll do more thought on it as, you know, we pass through the holiday season and get into the new year, obviously. But definitely check that out for yourself, because it can help organize and help you move things along quicker, because we are in a instant gratification age. So give it a shot for yourself. See if that'll help. Another thing that I want you to think about is spatial storytelling. And this is for writers and storytellers, creating a physical or digital map of your fictional world can bring it to life in ways you can't even imagine. I know a lot of people, when I was doing my National Novel Writing Month, I put more planning into it in the get-go, so that way I knew the characters' names, where they're from, what they're going to be doing, kind of where we're setting the initial scenes and all that stuff. Did I get done with that novel in a month? No, I did not. I'm a bad, bad person. But I did plan it out, so I felt better going into it than I have felt in other years. Now, did it help me finish it? No, because life happened. I got sick. The wife and kids got sick. So, you know, everybody was sick. You're sick. You're sick. You get a sickness. I feel like Oprah handing out, COVID and RSV to everybody. You get RSV and you get COVID. But when we put it down on a piece of paper, we can you know, extract from it what we need. You know, if we're doing drawings of characters, that will make it more lifelike for us when we're doing our writing, if you're a writer. If you're a painter and you write it down on a piece of paper, oh, I want to have this over here, that over there, and this color and this tone, and boom, you have your map right there. Then you're looking at that blank canvas and you're like, I know what I'm going to do. Kind of crazy. And you get all that wonderfulness for the low, low price of $3.99. I mentioned project management. This is project planning is a real good benefit of doing a mind map. It can help you know where you want to go with it instead of, oh, I'm just going to, you know, hey, where the spirit takes me. Okay, where's the spirit taking you so far? Has it taken you anywhere? Oh, okay. So why not kickstart your creativity and kickstart yourself and your projects and do this for yourself? It doesn't take that much work to map this stuff out. Last thing is visual journaling. Visual journaling. So this is a thing where, this is a thing where you're actually, you know, doing your journal. And while you're doing your mind map and while you're doing your project and all that, and you can keep a visual journal of it as you progress through the idea. So you start off with one idea, your central idea, and that may morph into other things because of where you took it, and it may turn into a couple more projects. I don't know. So give it a shot for yourself in that visual journaling idea of it. And, you know, like I said, you may find a different idea. You know, that's, you know, you got your central circle and you got the idea over here and you're like, oh, I like that better. But I want to keep this in my back pocket. So let me push this aside, but keep it, you know, keep it on my wall so that way I don't forget about it. And let's go explore this idea. And then you make the project out of that and you go, oh, but don't let me forget this over here. This could partner with that over there and you're good to go. So for those of you that are listening to the audio only version of this, you're going to go, oh my God, what is he talking about? Go to YouTube. You'll find me there. Links are in the show notes. But yeah, just think about that, you know, for your visual journaling and for whatever project you're working on. It may help you out. It, you know, it's not going to hurt, but it may help you out. So give it a thought for yourself. Map out your stuff and let me know what you think. Let me know if what works for you and what doesn't work for you. All right. It's that time in the show where I let you get on with your day and I'll get on with my day. If you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, feel free, share it with a friend. I'm not going to bite your fingernails off. I promise. But you know, if you like it, by all means, share it. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know how to share it. There's a little share button there and just throw it out there. If you're using your, you know, podcast app of choice, whatever that is, then by all means, there's usually a share button on, you know, 9 out of 10 podcast apps. So give it a shot for yourself and, you know, shoot it over to a friend. Maybe they need it. Now, if this hasn't been a 5-star podcast for you, I really would like to know what would make it a 5-star podcast. How can you do that? You can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. If you really liked the show, email me. If you didn't like the show, email me. Same email address. I promise I'll read it, and I might even read it on the air. You never know. But I want this to be your resource that you go to when you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, when you're like, I'm running out of ideas. How do I get more ideas, Tim? I want this to be that for you. Can't do it if you don't tell me what's going on. So let me know, email me, let me know what's going to make it a 5-star podcast. Is the music too long? Music too short? Am I talking too much? Do you want to see more guests? Do you want to see less guests? Do you want me to go on a completely different topic whatsoever? Do you have a topic you want me to talk about? Would you like to be on the show? Can't read your mind. I can do a lot of things, but I can't read your mind. Let me know what you want, and I'm going to do my best to provide it. If I can, great. If I can't, I will recommend another show you can listen to. Lord knows I listen to enough podcasts. And speaking about that, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. That's where I help you. Find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. And you can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. Now, I also put out a monthly newsletter. It's called the Create Art Podcast Newsletter. I know, very catchy title there, very catchy title. But I put that out once a month. I give you a bunch of ideas on stuff you could do in the month, different art projects you can do in the month. And I also let what I've been doing and the shows that I'm working on. And, you know, if I'm interviewing somebody or if I'm, doing my monthly talk here in Fredericksburg on podcasting. You'll find out all that information from that newsletter. You can get to it from the website, or you can go to Timothy Brian, and Brian is spelled B-R-I-E-N, .substack.com. That's where that newsletter lives at. Like I said, you can go to the website, and pretty much most of my episodes there, you'll have access to my newsletter. You'll have access to sign up to the newsletter. So by all means, take a gander for yourself. Well, this has been a production of TKB Studios. That stands for Timothy Kim O'Brien Studios. That's me. And here at TKB Studios, we try to lead without all the noise. So, a lot of people tell you, well, we're the best at this. Well, we're the best at that. No, we're quiet professionals over here at TKB Studios. And if we can help you, let us know. With your podcast, ideas and projects, be more than happy to take a listen and see what you need help with. So until next time, I want you to go ahead and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there and map this out. It's not on Google Maps. You got to map it. You got to make the map. But go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. Talk to you next time. And thanks for listening.